Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Arach, and now we are up to Parakei Mishnah Beis. Dumei Yadi Alai, if a person says, I'm going to give the value of my arm, so Shaman Osa, not the weight, but the value, Shaman Osa, Kamahu Shava Biyad, Kamahu Shava Below Yad. You put him on the slave market and see what he would fetch on the slave market with two arms, and what he would fetch on the slave market if he only had one arm. Zechomer b'nedar mi ba'arachin, and this is a chomer you have a neder over an erech, because if you say you can give the erech of your arm, you don't know anything because there is no erech of an arm. There are only erech of people. V'chomer ba'arachin mi b'nedarim. However, arachin has a chomer over nedarim. Ketzad, homer erki alive ames. The person says, "I'm going to give my own erech," and then he died after he made the commitment. Yitnu ayarshin, the yarshin him have to pay it, but dummy alive a mace. If he says I'm going to give my value and then he dies, lo yitnu yarshin, the yarshin do not have to pay it because he has to be ne'amad v'nerach. You have to stand him in front of the Beis Din so that they can assess him. And when he's dead, they can't do that. Shein damim l'meisim, because a dead person has no value on the slave market. Erech yadi v'erech ragli alai lo amar klum. If a guy says, I'm going to give the erech of my arm or leg, it's worthless, doesn't mean anything. Erech roshi v'erech kvedi alai nosin erech kulo. But if he says, I'm going to give the value of my head or the value of my liver, then those are vital organs, and he would die without those organs. And therefore, then he's saying he's going to give the erech of his body. Zehaklal, davshan neshama tuliya bo, nosin erechula, that whenever you commit by something that if you were missing that part, you would for sure die, then you give the erech of the full body. Mishnah Gimel, chatzi erke alai, nosin chatzi erko. If a person says, I'm going to give half of my erech to Hagdish, so he gives half of his erech. But if he says, erech chatzi alai, nosin erechula, if he says, I'm going to give the erech of half of me, not half of my erech value, but the erech of half of my body, well, half of your body, without half of your body, however you slice it, you'd be dead. So therefore, you have to give the full erech. Chetzi dami alainos and chetzi dama. If he says, I'm going to pay half of my value to the Beis HaMikdash, so then he's got to pay half of his value. To make chetzi alainos and to make kulo. But if he says, I'm going to give the value of half of me, then he has to give his full value. Zaklal. Davashan shaman tliyabo, no sin to make kulo. Anything that is davashan shaman that he would die without, he has to pay the full amount. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that if a guy says he's going to give the value of his arm, we assess it based on how much less a slave would be worth with missing the arm. And we said that that's a chumrah that you have by nedarim over arachin, because by arachin there is no such thing as the erech of his arm, so you wouldn't know anything. But there's a chumrah by arachin over nedarim, where if you say that you're going to give your erech and you die, the yarshim do have to give your erech. But if you say you're going to give your damim and then you die, the yarshim don't have to give the damim. If you say you're going to give the erech of your arm or your leg, you don't owe anything. You say you're going to give the arm of a vital organ, then you owe the full erech. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if you say you're going to give half of your erech, you give whatever your erech is based on gender and age, you give half of that. But if you say you're going to give the erech of half of your body, you give your whole erech, because you would die without half of your body. If you say you're going to give half of your value, you give half of your value. If you say you're going to give the value of half of you, then you give the value of all of you, because without half of your body, you would be dead. So the difference between your assessment as a slave when you have your whole body versus when you have half of your body is your entire value. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Dalet.